D60 Soul Path Analysis for Charlton Heston. Let us do the Soul Path Analysis based on D60 chart of Charlton Heston now. The Sun in Charlton Heston's second house, under the influence of the D60 deity Deva, manifested through his powerful articulation of moral values, dignity, and leadership through speech, self-presentation, and accumulated worth. The second house deals with personal resources, voice, values, and family honor. Heston's Sun, which also rules the second house itself, created a strong loop of identity, being rooted in maintaining, expressing, and expanding a noble legacy. Deva symbolizes nobility, integrity, and righteous leadership, pushing Heston to project an aura of moral strength and principled authority. His roles often embodied these very themes, portraying figures like Moses and other righteous leaders, where his speech and presence were inseparable from the archetype of virtue and grandeur. Internally, the soul journey required him to embody and express an unwavering code of ethics, to be the voice of moral clarity during times when collective values were questioned. The moon in the seventh house, aligned with the deity Samia, influenced Charlton Heston's relational style and public engagements with a tone of diplomacy, charm, and emotional balance. The moon governs emotions, instincts, and nurturing, and its placement in the House of Partnerships emphasized the deep emotional importance he placed on relationships, both personal and professional. Samia, symbolizing gentleness, harmony, and conciliatory wisdom, enhanced his ability to engage with the public and form connections that were warm, approachable, and mutually respectful. His long, enduring marriage and dignified handling of public controversies illustrate how much his emotional resilience depended on maintaining graceful equilibrium with others. The lordship of the first house being placed in the seventh perfectly aligns with Samia's deity influence to develop the self through relating kindly and respectfully to others, achieving self-actualization, not by isolation, but through emotional negotiation and relational wisdom. Mars, positioned in the 11th house, under the expansive nurturing of Peyote, directed Charlton Heston's fiery, action-driven nature toward group causes, societal influence, and the building of collective networks. Mars rules the 5th and 10th houses in his chart, creativity, self-expression, children, 5th house, and career, authority, and visible public life, 10th house. The 11th house amplifies ambitions, dreams, and organizational alliances. Peyote, embodying the vastness of the ocean, suggests that his martial courage and competitive energy were meant to be poured into serving larger collectives rather than personal ambition alone. This manifested in Heston's life through his active leadership roles in various organizations, including his presidency of the National Rifle Association, where he fought for causes he believed in. His drive was not purely personal. It was always linked to larger societal movements and ideological preservation. The deeper soul lesson was to balance Mars' aggression with Peyote's nurturing breath, to lead from a place of magnanimity and emotional maturity rather than dominance alone. Mercury, placed in the fifth house and governed by Komala, shaped Charlton Heston's creativity, intellect, and expression into forms that were refined, culturally impactful, and emotionally nuanced. The fifth house governs self-expression, art, romance, and children, while Mercury rules the 3rd and 12th houses, communication, skills, subconscious tendencies, and hidden talents. Komala, symbolizing delicacy, beauty, and refinement, molded Mercury's sharp intellect into a force capable of conveying sophisticated narratives and deeper emotional layers through performance. Heston's ability to embody larger-than-life characters while maintaining subtlety, delivering stirring monologues with restraint and gravitas, reflected Mercury's channeling of Komala's elegance. The underlying lesson was the integration of intellect and emotional resonance, to allow communication and creative expression to uplift, educate, and aesthetically refine both himself and his audiences, never succumbing to crude or shallow portrayals. Jupiter, positioned in the 8th house under the deity Nirmala, profoundly influenced Charlton Heston's journey through personal transformation, hidden power structures, and philosophical depth. The 8th house governs deep emotional transformation, hidden dynamics, and life's mysteries, while Jupiter rules the 6th and 9th houses, daily struggles, service, higher learning, and Dharma. Nirmala, symbolizing purity and unblemished spiritual growth, demanded that Heston purify and elevate himself through confronting life's crises and hidden trials with wisdom and grace. His portrayal of characters caught in morally complex situations, his commitment to principles amid intense public scrutiny, and his transition from actor to ideological figurehead show how Jupiter's expansive search for truth had to operate within deep, often turbulent arenas. The Soul's Path called for embracing hidden battles as opportunities for spiritual refinement, where true leadership could only emerge through the purification of motives and resilience amid transformation. Venus, placed in the second house under the protection of Apampati, added emotional richness, beauty, and an enduring emotional appeal to Charlton Heston's speech, image, and resources. Venus governs love, beauty, and social grace, and from the second house, it influences how one projects emotional and aesthetic values into the world. Venus also ruled his fourth and 11th houses, emotional foundations, home, collective causes, and aspirations. Apampati, Lord of Waters, signifies nurturing, flow, and emotional abundance. Through this placement, Heston's magnetic voice, commanding yet emotionally accessible demeanor, and ability to inspire collective sentiments found their grounding. His emotional expressions and performances carried a resonant sincerity that connected deeply with audiences, fulfilling the Apampati mandate of using beauty and emotional authenticity to foster collective emotional nourishment. The deeper soul journey was to let the emotional and aesthetic expressions become rivers of healing and connection, flowing naturally and sincerely toward the collective heart. Saturn, placed in the 12th house and influenced by the deity Deva, shaped Charlton Heston's inner life around silent endurance, disciplined withdrawal, and karmic responsibility. The 12th house governs isolation, losses, spiritual surrender, and hidden efforts, while Saturn ruled his 7th and 8th houses, partnerships, deep emotional bonds, and transformations. Deva's influence brought nobility and dignity to this challenging placement, requiring Heston to cultivate quiet strength in the face of unseen battles, particularly within relationships and the emotional upheavals of life. Despite his immense public stature, much of his personal struggles, sacrifices, and endurance were carried privately, away from public view. His loyalty to commitments, his quiet handling of personal losses, and his ability to sustain long-term relationships despite pressures reflect Saturn's disciplined endurance shaped by Deva's higher purpose: to bear solitude and loss without bitterness, maturing into a figure of silent spiritual authority. Rahu, placed in the second house alongside the Sun and Venus, and under the influence of Suda, amplified Charlton Heston's desire to secure and project emotional and material values in the public sphere. Rahu's expansive, boundary-pushing nature made his speech, public persona, and value system larger than life, magnifying his impact on collective ideals. Suda, representing the purity of healing waters, softened Rahu's potentially destabilizing hunger, encouraging a purer use of influence, not merely to accumulate, but to nurture and preserve cultural and moral values. This combination pushed Heston to use his fame, voice, and resources as vehicles for reinforcing ideals of tradition, responsibility, and freedom, especially during the later stages of his public life. Rahu's restless hunger, when purified by Sudha, transformed into a protective advocacy for collective values, aligning fame with the duty to safeguard deeper principles. Ketu, placed in the 8th house, also under the influence of Sudha, deepened Charlton Heston's karmic relationship with themes of emotional surrender, spiritual purification, and facing existential transformations. The 8th house demands surrender to forces beyond personal control, and Ketu brings detachment from the material, pushing focus toward deeper, subtler realms of understanding. Suda's gentle, healing nature indicated that even the painful, hidden transformations Heston faced were intended to purify and soften his soul rather than embitter it. This placement gave him an aura of gravitas and profound emotional depth, often sensed but not overtly displayed. His dignified handling of personal decline later in life, particularly as he faced illness and withdrawal from public life, reflected the fulfillment of this deeper karmic lesson: to meet inevitable loss and change with quiet grace, surrendering identity into something more enduring and purified.